You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, time for a trending report. I want to lead with this, even though I normally wouldn't, but it's because it involves Nicole's ex-boyfriend. You know about this, Jeremy?
Mm-mm.
Your wife's lover boy?
Which one?
Matt Holliday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Nicole used to have the biggest crush. Maybe she still does.
I went with her to meet him. That was super awkward.
Matt Holliday, the former Colorado Rocky, his son.
Yeah.
18-year-old kid named Jackson Holliday, a high school shortstop out of Oklahoma where the wind comes. He is the first overall player selected in this year's Major League Baseball draft. He went number one. Can't remember where he went. Maybe
what's
Baltimore, I think. His name is Jackson Holliday.
I'll look him up here.
Well, you look him up. He's 18, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything. He looks like he's 12.
Oh, poor buddy. It's so like me for a while. Oh, he does look really young, doesn't he?
He looks really young, doesn't he?
He didn't really get his dad's good looks, did he?
Shut up. The Rockies selected a pitcher named Gabriel Hughes Gonzaga University. So he will be the newest Rocky. And the Rockies lost yesterday going into the All-Star break. They're off for until Friday now. But they've actually been on a pretty good stretch. Rockies won 7 of their last 10. So they'll rest up, start up again on Friday. The comic book movie Thor, Love and Thunder, was number one at the box office again this weekend, followed by the Minions movie. At number three, Where the Crawdads Sing.
Now, I hear this is going to be a huge, huge movie from what I hear.
Well, it's based on a mega best-selling book. I mean, this book sold millions of copies.
Was that an Oprah Book Club?
Say again?
Was that an Oprah Book Club book?
Oh, I don't know.
It might have been.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember it selling millions of copies. Anyway, critics hated this movie.
Yeah, I saw the Rotten Tomatoes score was
really low, but moviegoers gave it a much better score.
Oh, that's good. That's fun.
So it pulled in $17 million. Top Gun was fourth, followed by the Elvis movie. In fifth place. What is inappropriate to wear to work? They went out and surveyed a couple thousand people, and they found that even though the average person is saying that traditional work attire is slowly being phased out, there are still some, they still draw a line when it comes to certain things. They kind of delineated between men and women, but for both men and women, the number one thing that's inappropriate to wear to work are gym clothes.
Okay.
So, somebody walk next door to the sports station.
Let them know.
And hand them the memo. Cycling gear was near the top. Crocs was near the top for both men and women.
God.
You've never worn your Crocs to work, have you?
No, I keep those at home if I have to run outside and like do something. It's the only time I throw Crocs on. The kids love them.
For the women, crop tops made the list. Hot pants.
Mm.
For men, overalls.
Who wrote this list?
They showed this picture because the survey was done in the UK where they refer to overalls as dungarees.
Yeah.
And there's some photos that are pretty damn funny.
I bet.
A lot of dudes wearing the overall shorts.
Hot.
With a t-shirt that underneath.
Hot. That's a good look.
I don't feel like anyone on our station ever dresses inappropriately. I mean, nobody's worn cycling gear.
No.
Nobody's worn.
I think the one who dresses down the most is our boss, Steve Marshall, our direct boss. He's usually the one rolling in and, yeah, cut off sleeves and Crocs.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to work, Jeremy sometimes feels like he just needs a nap.
I'm sleepy.
He gets a little tired. He wants to go take a nap. Well, this company, taking naps at work in Japan has been a pretty big thing for a while. Remember they had those, they were called sleeping pods or something?
I do remember that, yeah.
That they were like, almost looked like an MRI machine. You crawl inside this tube or whatever. Well, this one company said they realized that workers were rushing off to the bathroom to sit down in there and take a nap. So they said, we want to give a better option. So they came up with this thing that they're calling nap boxes.
Okay.
The interesting thing about it is that, Jeremy, you would take your nap essentially standing up.
Okay.
I was looking at pictures of this thing. It looks like a water heater. You know, down in your basement, you've got that cylinder.
It's like a tube.
It's like a, it's a stand-up tube. You open the door, and they've put some sort of little shelf-type things in there to support your booty and your knees and stuff like that, but it's still vertical.
That's
and they insist that it's very comfortable.
I'd give it a shot. Why not?
Why not give it a try?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
You got to see a picture of it, though. The nap box could be coming across the Pacific to our country soon.
I would try it.
What else is trending?
Well, the biggest Colorado news this morning. Old Bob Salem is back in the news. We talked about this guy a couple weeks ago. He has gone down as the first person in the 21st century to push a peanut using only his nose up the summit of Pikes Peak. Now, they keep promoting this as only his nose, but I don't like that because he used a contraption that was taped to his nose. It essentially was like a giant spoon that he was able to shovel the peanut up. Anyway, he began his journey at 9 a.m. on July 9th, and he made it to the top of Pikes Peak around sunrise on Friday. So he's been in the news kind of all weekend, and now this morning for people that missed out. Here's the thing. He didn't use a single peanut. He used about 2 dozen peanuts throughout the week because some fell into the cracks between the rocks and the trail, and he wasn't able to retrieve them. And I'm sure little chipmunks ran up and grabbed one and ran off,
well,
you know.
I think then he should have to go back to the starting line.
Start with one peanut and actually use your nose. You have two strikes right now, Bob Salem.
Anyway, I'm with you, buddy.
He also ate peanuts, Pop-Tarts, and bananas. Oh, and crackers for fuel all the way up. And then when he got to the top, a representative from the city of Manitou Springs gave him a little jewelry box to house the final peanut in there. And he got two plaques. And he looked exhausted and like he needed a shower. Really bad.
He did all that and all he got was a couple of plaques?
Couple of plaques and mad respect on the Colorado airwaves, Dom. Respect. Good for him. Biggest trending news over the weekend, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Got hitched in Las Vegas over the weekend. This was on J-Lo's website, and her quote was, "We did it. Love is beautiful. Love is kind. And it turns out it is patient." Because if you recall, they were engaged back in 2002, and then they broke up in 2004. So,
did they go through one of those drive-throughs? Is that what they did?
I didn't really dig too deep into this, although it says they did wait in line for their marriage license with 4 other couples, and they barely made it to the chapel in time before it closed, said this story. So I don't know if they actually went in.
I think it was a drive-through, but I'll double-check.
Isn't that crazy? Like, these two big celebrities, and this is what they do.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a stunt. I don't know if it's legit. I don't know. She did post a photo of herself laying in bed like they just had some sexy time. I do know that. It was a beautiful picture. Beautiful. This story is freaking me out this morning. This was big all over the news this weekend. A consumer is suing the candy maker Mars because they make the Skittles candies. Mm-hmm. And they say that Skittles contains a known toxin that is unfit for human consumption. Heightened levels of titanium dioxide. Delicious. They use the titanium dioxide for a variety of artificial colors. It's in the coloring. And I guess Mars said that their intention was to remove this titanium dioxide from various products throughout the years, which they have, but I guess it's still in Skittles, but it's like a really low amount. But anyway, whoever's suing them found out that it's still in there. It's no longer considered safe as a food additive. It jacks with your DNA. So I'm kind of freaking out because Skittles is like one of my most favorite candies ever. We hand this stuff out at Halloween, you know? Like, we're poisoning people.
Good for me that I can't stand Skittles.
Oh,
so
I love Skittles.
I'm safe.
Give me a bag of red Skittles. Oh, I will go to town on that. But anyway, we were laughing
about
this.
Sounds like you're going to the cemetery.
I know. We were laughing about this last night because we saw it pop up on the news. And we're like, oh, now they tell us after how many years of eating Skittles we find out this stuff's in there? Not good, Mars. Not good at all. Story out this morning talking about if you want to beat the summer heat, they say consider ditching your underpants. Take your underpants off. Go commando.
Makes sense.
It's one less layer of clothing. You're going to be a little more breathable. It helps you
Can't trap the heat as much.
It helps you avoid infections and things like that down there. And guys, it'll make you a little more fertile because it lets, you know, everything breathe. So just take your underpants off today if you're heading into work.
I might put on 9 pairs.
Oh, you don't.
Now.
You should put on 3 pairs of underwear. That's awesome. And I found this story kind of funny this morning. It's this dude named Kent Slaughter, which sounds like a video game character or something. But he's suing Bass Pro Shops for not honoring a lifetime warranty on socks.
Yeah.
Please. He says the company used to replace the socks when they got worn out, and they stopped last year. I guess he's gone in multiple times. And with this redhead all-purpose sock that he was buying, he says there was a lifetime guarantee on them, and they would honor it. They were honoring it and honoring it until last year, and they said, we can't do it anymore. And they replaced him with a pair of socks that had like a 60-day warranty on them.
They can't do it anymore because of people like Kent.
But then he said, well, I went online. They still had the same sock, and it said lifetime guarantee on the website. So they mailed him some, but then it didn't say it on the sock. So he's like, this is like false advertising. They're not replacing my socks anymore. So he's suing Bass Pro Shops.
Dude, go out and buy your own damn socks.
This guy has just been like searching for a lawsuit, right? He's just been looking for somebody to sue.
Why is he
going
mean,
through so many socks?
But it sounds like something your mom would do because she's big on taking stuff back.
Oh my gosh, she totally would.
She would totally go for it. Like, I demand new socks.
And my wife. My wife's starting to tiptoe into that territory because we picked up some balloons, those Mylar balloons. We picked up two balloons. Each one was the number one for 11. We were going to blow them up for my son's birthday. And I don't know, one wasn't blowing up right or something. And she thought it had a hole in it, so she packaged them up, and she says, I'm returning these. I'm like, really? They're like $2 balloons. She's going to return them. Funny part
is... Don't be buying Mylar balloons anyway. Those are horrible.
Well, yeah, I mean, we obviously release them into the air every year, too, when we're done.
Great.
The funny thing was is she packaged them all back up and shoved them in her purse yesterday, and we went to Target, and she was standing in the return line at Target trying to return them, and she's like, they can't find them in the system. She's handing them different credit cards. Maybe it's on this one. Was it online? Da-da-da. And she's standing there, and I'm watching her, and I see the moment that she dawns on her. She goes, she put her hand up to her mouth, and she goes, I am so sorry. I bought these at Walmart. The poor kid behind the counter was like, look, for 10 minutes looking to find these balloons, and she's like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I got these at Walmart. I am so sorry.
That's hilarious.
You could have told me that earlier, ma'am. All right, let's do clickbaits quick.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this dude in Wisconsin. Only a guy would do this. Set a new world record by suctioning 10 aluminum cans to his head.
Oh, God.
Oh, God is right. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.